Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He lived the ultimate rock and roll lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
It was excess upon excess. And even in the way he went, the guy knows how to stick an ending. What I am about to tell you sounds insane.
All right.
But when you stand back and really take a look at this man's life and career, you can make a solid argument that Ozzy Osbourne has been the most influential musician of the last century.
Wow. Past all the other greats.
Yes. And I'm going to need you to really listen.
I'm listening.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. Ozzy Osbourne dead yesterday at 76 years old. Mama, I'm coming home. Okay, so a couple of crazy things about Ozzy dying at 76 years
old. All right.
One, the life he lived, he made it to 76.
Yeah.
Two.
I mean, it was a rough go of it for a long time.
But that leads us to number two. He was only 76?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked 76 when he had that TV show. Yes.
Thank you. Right? Like, he
that
seemed,
was, what, 25 years ago?
It was, yes. Yes. Yeah. So it's the most fitting end to a rock and roll life maybe ever.
Well, Devil Rock will age you.
For those who don't know,
just two
weeks ago, Ozzy and Black Sabbath did their final massive farewell show in their home of Birmingham, England.
Nailed it.
It was a festival supported by the biggest names in rock history.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right? They all opened for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ozzy came out a couple months ago and said he had Parkinson's disease. And he did the whole show 2 weeks ago from a throne, but he gave it everything he had.
Yeah.
Tommy, he performed that show while he was dying.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the ultimate rock and roll, the show must go on performance. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
We could spend the entire show today talking about the influence of Ozzy Osbourne. And I know you think I'm insane for what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But I think you can argue, and argue well,
ooh,
that Ozzy Osbourne is the most influential musician of the last century.
Oh.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF.
So I know I was telling you off here, I went to a Christian school my last few years, and he was the first musician that was outright banned from campus. You couldn't listen to it, which you really couldn't unless you had like a radio.
Sure.
But you couldn't wear any like Ozzy stuff. It was all banned.
Okay.
He was like the first person or entertainer where it was like, this is Satan's music.
Okay, so you call me an idiot, and it already has an effect on something that had nothing to do with music in your life.
Yeah, even before Kiss.
Okay. Are you ready for this case?
I'm sitting down.
I'm going to make you a believer.
Blow me away.
All right, one, why Ozzy Osbourne is the most influential musician?
Like top musician, not top 10.
No. Most influential musician.
Well, okay. No, I know, but I'm saying on this list, you're
saying
he's number one.
Okay. One, let's start with just the music. If you look at the massive hits he's had with Sabbath and a solo act, Iron Man, Paranoid, War Pigs, Crazy Train, Mom, I'm Coming Home, No More Tears, Mr. Crowley, Changes, Bark of the Moon, Shot in the Dark, Close My Eyes Forever, See You on the Other Side, all of those songs, everyone, no matter your age, has heard at some point in their life. Okay, fair?
Mm-hmm.
His career, he was still producing hits, like new hits, 3 decades after he started. That is rare.
Well, I mean, that kind of music is kind of easy.
Jared!
You do
Jared!
That? Oh, my God. Now we're going to get 30-year-old impressions for the whole day. I didn't even think about this. This sucks. Okay, so just music. Then you talk his influence.
All right.
Music aficionados have made the argument for decades that heavy metal does not exist without Black Sabbath and Ozzy.
Well, yeah, I would give you that for sure.
Okay, so
they kind of created it.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Maybe they didn't kick it up, but they made it so you could market it to kids.
Okay. If Ozzy and the boys don't come out of Birmingham, you don't get Metallica, Priest, Pantera, Motorhead, hair metal of the 80s, thrash metal of the 90s, bands like Guns N' Roses, Rage Against the Machine. Half of the music we play on the station may never come to fruition.
All came from Ozzy.
He and his bandmates laid the groundwork for what rock music would become for the next 40 years. Mm. And you're going to look at me and try and go, yeah, he's a guy, but he's a pretty good guy, but he's not a guy.
Well, I mean, you think of like other monster bands that are just global icons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You mean like Ozzy Osbourne?
I don't put Ozzy in that.
Well, you're thinking like the Beatles.
The Beatles, right? Zeppelin. Yeah. The Stones.
Understood.
That just created.
Laid groundwork for other artists.
Explain the genre.
Or Elvis.
Explain the genre the Beatles created.
The genre?
Yeah. You know he's got nothing because he says the word back to me.
They were the most popular. They created popular music to teenagers.
Pop music existed. It always existed.
Buddy Holly, to that degree.
Buddy Holly existed before the Beatles.
Buddy Holly with his goofy-ass glasses,
Pop music existed. Look, I'm not trying to crap on Zeppelin. I'm not trying to crap on the Stones. Rock music existed.
Okay, so then you're going to put Buddy Holly as the greatest influence in music?
No.
So who is?
Because there was pop music before. I'm arguing Ozzy.
So who kicked up pop music?
Well, the Beatles will talk about influence of other artists that led to their style of music. I don't know. Has Ozzy ever talked about who influenced him? Because they've all been influenced by somebody, right? All created their band based on music that they listened to.
Look, it's heavier rhythm and blues. I mean, that's what that is. Because there's also several rhythm and blues musicians, like actual blues musicians, that did really good covers of Ozzy and Sabbath, and you hear it and you go, wow. But here's the thing.
Right.
If I just stopped there,
right,
with all his hits that he had, the career length that he had, how he influenced the creation of heavy metal music, that would be impressive enough.
But that's it.
But what makes Ozzy Osbourne
the
most influential musician of the last 100 years, you ready? He invented reality TV.
He wasn't the first, was he?
Yes, he was.
No, I mean, other shows existed before that.
Name it.
Real World, Survivor.
Okay, fine. But it wasn't.
I mean, like, there were a ton before they started
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson came after Ozzy.
No,
I don't think so, man.
The Osbournes showed up in 2002, a full 5 years before Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And you're right. The Real World and Survivor and those things existed. But those previous reality shows were a bunch of strangers they followed around doing different competitions.
So you're talking about like a legitimate entertainer's daily life.
This is his life every day. He's not doing anything. They did nothing. Yeah. They followed them around doing nothing. The Osbournes was a cultural phenomenon. And I get that now. You can turn on your television, and everyone has a reality show where a camera's following them
around. There's too many of them.
But Ozzy and his family were the first ones to do it. Reality television, for better or for worse, is the most popular form of entertainment in America right now.
Yeah.
And that type of entertainment that we watch every single night, your stupid-ass boat show, all your Bravoverse stuff.
Well, always give tribute to Ozzy on those boat shows.
If Ozzy does not do the Osbournes.
No. I don't think so.
How?
Because like there were shows that people loved, like The Simple Life, the Paris Hilton show. Like people loved reality TV before Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, I don't know.
The Simple Life wasn't before the Osbournes.
Yes, I think it was. It was at least the same time because I remember when I was really little.
Do we have a year?
I mean, you may be close.
I know the Osbournes was 02.
Hold on, where'd it go?
I would argue that our entire modern system of entertainment.
So. All on Ozzy.
Started with the Osbournes on television.
2003, but they would have filmed it before the show.
How do you know? How do you know?
There were other reality shows before the Osbournes.
Find me a family.
I just don't think that you can say that reality television wouldn't exist if it wasn't Osbournes.
Ozzy started TV.
Look at me. Now, Kimmy, look, we were young. I understand, right? Look at me right now.
I'm listening.
You have to admit
that
the cultural phenomenon of the Osbournes reality show was like nothing that had ever existed
before.
Oh, yeah,
because he was so horrible. One of the things that made that show so great was that he was so disfigured, and he was a bumbling idiot. I mean, in legit, he looked 75 on that show.
He did.
And he looked like he was going to die any minute. And he looked dumb, dazed, and confused. And that's what made it so great.
Sure.
He was, I'll give you this. I mean, he allowed himself to look dumb and leaned into it. That was amazing. And that was all her, you know, she pushed
Sharon
that whole
Osborne,
thing.
Yeah, his wife.
Because she managed him.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy does not want to hear this.
And well, I think it's close.
I'm just saying, like, I grew up with MTV, and they made reality TV show. Like, that's all I watched as a kid, and I don't really think that.
Well, I do think Pat's point, him saying if a famous person, not people from the street, entertainer that had a history of that you knew that they followed. He may be the first guy.
He is. He is the first celebrity to do. And by the way, again,
reality TV.
It wasn't a fake show like we see.
Oh
today.
No, it couldn't be because
it was too boring.
It was boring, and he looked terrible.
But everyone loved it. 252-WCMF. I am here to make the argument that with the death of Ozzy Osbourne yesterday at 76 years old, he is the most influential musician of the last century. Not only the career he had, the massive amount of hits that are still household names across, despite the fact that they were 30, 40, 50 years old.
It was also the first English-speaking TV show that needed subtitles.
You're probably not wrong there.
You might be right. So here's the thing.
Got it.
Right? Like, name me another musician that comes close to influencing how we consume entertainment everywhere today.
Well, I mean, Elvis would be one of those people.
All right, look.
I mean, because you never saw anything like that before, and it was banned just because it was different.
Look, Elvis dominated the charts, and he dominated the box
office. But nobody ever saw anybody entertain like that.
Understood. And look, Frank Sinatra did the same thing. He had albums.
But Sinatra was a crooner, and there was a million crooners that came out of that.
Okay.
That generation, but Elvis was unique.
But let's talk about Elvis. Yeah. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Elvis. But Elvis didn't invent movies. There were films that existed before Elvis. Ozzy Osbourne and his family defined what was the single camera, follow me around reality television thing. And the most amazing thing, as much as you like, you know, he was old looking and he needed subtitles and da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that he exposed everything in his family's life, he and his wife, he didn't become lame while doing it.
No.
No one accused him of selling out, right? He gained new fans being this mumbling dad. Yeah. Nobody watched that show and goes, Ozzy sucks. He somehow, being a stay-at-home dad,
confused,
kept his Prince of Darkness moniker.
Yeah.
Who the hell else could have done that?
All right.
Tell me. You know I'm right.
But you don't think that kind of gave him a different reputation to the next generation? Because I only knew him at that time as like a stumbling around old man. I don't think you saw him as a badass watching that show if you didn't know what he did before.
Okay, I understand. But
I mean, all you guys would know that.
I mean, you would
be the perfect example.
That's what I'd be like. That was my first window into Ozzy Osbourne. I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
He kept selling records, though. Yeah. I mean, there are Ozzy fans from ages 5 to ages 105.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, look, let me put it this way.
Right.
As I continue to make the argument that Ozzy Osbourne has been the most influential musician of the last century, Ozzy Osbourne was so influential.
How much?
His wife became a legitimate household name celebrity. She was not a celebrity before that show. She was a talk show host for, 20 years? Separate from her husband's career.
So Sharon Osbourne is so unique because when she was not an attractive woman. I mean, and
how do you always say the worst effing?
But she became an attractive woman.
Okay.
She was like the first woman you ever saw, like, man, surgery works.
Well, she looks like a completely different person.
When you see her, like, when he was a young man,
she
doesn't even look like her.
And he cheated on his wife with her.
Yeah.
Like, he left his wife for her.
So her father was like a big rich guy, and I think he was big in the music business, but like she managed him. Like she made all of his decisions, and it worked.
Yes, and don't get me wrong. I understand that she had the fingers in all of this stuff.
She's a smart businesswoman.
And yeah, I'm not here to argue that Ozzy was the brainchild behind all of this. Yeah. What I'm saying is without Ozzy's star power, you don't have that reality show. And here's the thing. I also understand she positioned herself into being a talk show host to give herself a career. But you also don't have her. She doesn't get the opportunity to do that without Ozzy's influence.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
like, she became famous standing next to him.
Yes, but you have to be really effing famous to make someone else famous just standing next to you.
Yeah.
Can you name me Someone that wasn't famous. Again, we have to go to Elvis and think about Priscilla Presley, someone who wasn't famous and became a household name just for being attached to somebody. I am offended after the argument that I have made, and I can tell that I'm swaying you because you ain't saying stupid stuff like, ugh. I'm offended.
What are you offended about?
Before this moment that you did not believe Ozzy had the influence.
Well, I never was a fan of his. I mean, I didn't like the music. And
too heavy for me. Give me some Count Basie Orchestra.
There you go. No, I mean, I never was a fan.
Fan or not? I mean, I'm not an Elvis
fan. I mean,
fan.
I know he was popular, but.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. Folks have been writing on Instagram. We'll get to that. Folks have been waiting on hold. Again, Ozzy Osbourne dying yesterday at 76. He's the most influential musician of the last century. Between his music, between how he essentially, with Black Sabbath, created heavy metal, how he and his family were the first real reality show that we had ever seen before, which now dominates all of our entertainment. I mean, you can make the argument.
What's that?
The argument that influencers today exist because of that reality show. Without Ozzy Osbourne and that
influencers.
Success, like social media influencers.
Because, how does that work?
Again, it's just a person with a camera. Here's what I'm doing on my daily life. Check out this box I got from this guy.
Well, I mean,
that's a little bit of a stretch.
But it's a road that leads to it, started by Ozzy Osbourne. Hmm. Is it not?
Well, you got
to
give him credit for Rhodes, too, because he took them.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah,
right.
There you go, right.
252.
Hit his own house with an airplane.
Let's talk to... Again, you always say the worst thing, and it wasn't his own house.
Yes, it was. He was trying to see his house.
Was it his own house?
Yes.
Are you sure?
He was in a plane, and he wanted to see where his house was, and I think he crashed his plane trying to find his house. And I think he hit his own house.
Thought they were on tour. Doesn't matter. Why are we talking about the worst stuff?
You brought up Randy Rhodes.
I just said the name Randy Rhodes.
And I gave him credit for Rhodes, because if Ozzy didn't take Rhodes, we would not have 490.
James is on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Okay, guys. Ozzy, you're absolutely correct about him being influential, but in that category, the metal rock, heavy metal. I mean, these guys, they created a whole nother genre of music that wasn't before. It was not there before. Black Sabbath. I read the book. I'm reading his book right now.
Oh, by the way, that's another thing. He's a New York Times best-selling author, too, Ozzy Osbourne, despite being dyslexic. Like you.
Exactly.
Well, he didn't write the book. He had somebody write it.
Ghost
writer. But it's still, oh, my God. Co-writer. The guy's on the cover. But go ahead, James. I'm sorry.
But it's an autobiography of him. Anyway, their first studio they had was across the street from a movie theater. It was showing, monster movies and stuff like that, dark stuff.
Sure.
And as he came up with the idea, he said, hey, that's the kind of music we should play, monster stuff.
I saw a dancer, and I said, you know what? Put it in hell, and we'll call it monster rock. Because I live next to a movie theater. Ready, stop looking at your house.
I love how you have one British. It's Mick in different stages of alcohol. That's what your British voice. Hey, James, I got to take some more calls. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right. We will never see anyone like Ozzy Osbourne again.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been done.
Never say never,
but
right?
Who else would do it?
That's
now?
Not what I mean.
Not
of course,
in that
you're right.
Way,
we're not,
but like,
we're not
going to
find anyone
influence.
That invents music that already exists. Yes, you're right. What I mean is, it feels like all the entertainment we consume now is made for us. Musicians aren't found; they're created.
Yes,
movies are retreads.
They're manufactured.
Yes, movies are retreads of things we've already seen over and over again. Sometimes with the same names and same actors from 30, 40 years ago. And I don't mean to sound like an old man. Like, that stuff is entertaining, and that's fine. But there isn't a ton of creativity. Like Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath came from a working class town. Mm. Those kids had no future. They invented their own brand of music no one else was doing. You said it yourself a second ago.
Well, it's the same story for rap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but again, you're not going to see anything like that before. But
we sound old. Let me tell you something, these kids today. Nobody practices. Nobody goes out and works the pubs.
Look, I'm not saying it's something.
Nobody watches the monster movies.
But that's what did it sound like when he was watching that monster
movie? I saw a monster movie. It was so scary. Dad!
Ozzy Osbourne, as you just said about your high school experience, scared the bejesus out of polite society. But he never changed a thing.
No.
He brought himself to death's door multiple times. He drew the ire of every conservative talking head for 40 years. He was banned from the state of Texas for taking a leak on the Alamo. That's a true story.
Wow.
And it's somehow in the end.
But can I ask a question? Because I've never heard that. Did he do it in protest or something?
No,
or did he just
drunk.
Had to go?
He was drunk and he took a leak on the Alamo.
Take his taxi.
You don't know the story?
No.
He got, they were on tour. He was drunk. He took a leak on the Alamo and Texas banned him. Can you Google? I think it was like 6 years.
Oh.
And then as soon as the ban was up, went back and rocked Texas.
Look at that.
His mugshot after peeing on the Alamo. He is also in a St. Louis Blues jersey.
Yeah, you were questioning that, right?
Only mugshot ever with a St. Louis Blues.
He was only banned from performing in San Antonio for 10 years.
Okay.
I don't know if he was completely banned from Texas.
I'm going to go with Texas because it sounds cooler. Okay. But the point I'm making is, despite being the scary thing that nobody wanted to embrace in polite society, despite all of the things that should have killed him, despite peeing on the Alamo, in the end, somehow, he's beloved by everyone. That doesn't happen for anyone else but Ozzy Osbourne, right? Like, it's like a borderline, and I don't mean it from like a social standpoint because it's different. It is a borderline Muhammad Ali kind of life arc.
Okay, settle down.
Again, I'm not saying.
Settle down.
I'm not saying for the significance.
You're a boxer saying.
I'm not saying for the significance of what they did because Ali accomplished more. But I'm saying from a who is this person, I hate him, to everybody loves Ozzy.
Okay.
I mean, Ali had the same thing.
He did.
It is an amazing life story.
All right.
Did I convince you?
I mean, I like it.
Shut up.
And by the way, I think Sinatra also peed at the Alamo and got in trouble.
Wasn't he singing while he was doing
it? Yeah, I think he was.
What did that sound like?
That's
your
bit. Oh, yeah,
that's my bit. You're right. I'm sorry, because Sinatra.
So he got busted.
Yeah.
He was drunk.
I'm peeing on the Alamo. Nothing you'll do, because I'm just talking over music. It's not singing, but you idiots keep buying my records. It's just me talking long over horns. It's a real Sinatra song.
All right, very good.
All right, thank you. Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me what this man actually did wrong here.
Okay.
I mean, yes, he broke the law. And I get that the police are only doing their jobs, okay?
Mm.
Actually, according to the story, police actually, they tried to give him a break here, so they were, you know.
All
but
right.
Outside of breaking this law, he did nothing wrong. In fact, in breaking the law, he wasn't being unsafe. He wasn't making anyone around him unsafe.
All right.
No one was ever in danger. So it is time to look at this law that has existed for as long as we've been alive here in New York State and seriously question why this law is still on the books. You're hanging out in the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It is a summer story off between Canandaigua and where we are headed for this story.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Penyan.
Nailed it, buddy. That's where we find a 62-year-old man.
62.
62.
All right.
Who ended up under arrest.
Like a lot of men in their 60s in trouble lately.
Yeah.
Feels like you guys just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
So authorities say officers observed the man walking on a trail with an open container of beer.
Oh.
That. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give me.
Seems kind of lame.
It is lame.
Like in the woods?
Walking on a trail with an open beer.
All right.
That is very much against the law. It is an open container violation. And what makes the story even funnier?
Yeah.
According to the Finger Lakes Daily News, the The police gave him multiple prior warnings about walking around with an open container.
That's so weird.
So this guy might be a frequent flyer.
So okay. Are people calling on this guy? Like, how do they even know he's doing it?
I mean, it could have just been police walking around, all driving right, around, looking around, walking around. Yeah. I mean, look, I get you can only give a guy so many warnings.
Yeah.
But the 62-year-old man was arrested and charged with drinking alcohol in public for having an open beer walking down a trail. He has a court date coming up.
I was just down in the Finger Lakes. And I always thought, like, people walk around with beers around. You know, it's like resort.
If they're okay, so if you're on private property, you can't. Yeah. Like, if you're
but
on,
it is a place that encourages
alcohol.
Yeah, whether it's and the winery, walking. The brewery, the distilleries, like, there's all that stuff.
But
down
just
there.
Living around those lakes, it's party time.
If you are walking down the street on,
but he was on
property,
a trail.
Yes, it's public property.
All right,
it's public property.
It's a weird right. place to have an open container, but. Yeah. I guess I wouldn't think it's out of the ordinary.
But he actually knew, like you said, because he put the beer down.
They gave multiple warnings. So look, the guy's kind of a dick here.
Yes.
He did it. But
yeah.
Beside that, the phone number is 252-9263, 252-WCMF. Why should this man be arrested? And like I said, the cops are just doing their jobs.
I get it.
But this law.
The open container law.
Should not exist. Who is a 62-year-old man hurting, walking down a trail with an open beer in his hand?
I never got the open container thing anyway. I mean, I get it if you're in a car.
Yeah.
But if I'm just walking down the street drinking. Because like Halloween, people walk around with alcohol.
Which is against the law.
Right.
When you're on the street, you that can is technically.
Lock up Dracula.
Well, for multiple reasons.
Yes.
You know, drinking all those people's blood.
Yes, yeah.
Because you could just conceal it. Like you put it in a flask or something.
The old vapor bag.
Now you're fine?
I mean, you could put it in a Red Solo cup and you're fine. Yes, absolutely.
So it's not like they're banning drinking. It's just how you're drinking it.
But yes, you're right. You can do it 1,000 different ways.
But this
ways.
Thing was like, I know it's always been a law, but back in the day, nobody paid attention to it. Because I can remember grabbing roadies, going on. I had a buddy that used to openly drink on his motorcycle.
But
in Florida.
I don't know if that would have been against the law.
I don't know. It may have been a law, but I don't think anybody enforced it.
Well, no, here's the thing. Open container laws in cars and on vehicles are actually
state by state.
They're state by state, and they were put into law more frequently than you think.
All right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago where you could legally, if you weren't drunk, drive around with an open container. I guess what I'm asking is, how is this 62-year-old man drinking a beer walking down a trail any different from what he would be doing at home anyway?
Nothing, I'm sure.
And how does it affect anybody that's around
him? It don't.
All right, here's my proposal.
Yeah.
Let's make a change to this law.
All right, what are we going to do?
Well, look, if you want to arrest someone for being drunk in public, change the laws that way, I'm totally
fine.
Well,
those are already there.
No, remember we had a cop call us a couple weeks ago and said you can't arrest someone for being just intoxicated. They have to be doing something.
Like a nuisance.
Yeah.
All right.
If they are being dangerous, disturbing people, putting themselves, other people at risk, put cuffs on them, haul them away, God bless you. But you should be allowed to be outside with an alcoholic drink in your hand.
Yeah, just trucking along.
Exactly. And
because you can still get arrested for like being obnoxious, public intoxication. Like, it doesn't stop you from getting arrested for that kind of behavior.
Yes.
If that's what they're looking to do.
Absolutely. And let's go with the intoxication argument.
Mm.
If you're afraid that people drinking in public will eventually lead to them getting publicly messed up, I can legally smoke marijuana outside New York. How is that different? Because I'm smoking the marijuana to get myself intoxicated.
Yeah, can I walk down the trail burning one?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as there's not a no smoking sign.
Oh.
Like, it blows my mind that I can walk outside in the middle of the street here and light up a joint. And again, I'm fine with that. God bless you. And that's okay. But if I walk down the middle of the street and open a beer, I could be arrested.
Maybe it'll change then, though. Maybe the weed will change the law.
Why hasn't it happened yet?
Because I tell you, that one kid walks by here every morning smoking the nastiest weed. It smells like a skunk died. And that kid walks every morning burning one.
Smells like weed.
He comes in every day.
But it's skunk weed.
I mean, all weed stinks.
I want to chip in and buy some better stuff, kid.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
Nothing.
252-WCMF. We're talking about a 62-year-old man who was arrested out in Penyan. Police say they observe the man walking on a trail with an open container of beer, which is against the law. And the story does say police gave him multiple previous warnings. So this must have been happening a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand my ground.
You can only give so many warnings. Eventually, they arrested him.
He didn't bite you in the ass.
Right? He was arrested for drinking alcohol in public. He has a court date coming up, and I'm asking why we have not changed this law. It's stupid. Andrea's on CMF. Hey, Andrea, how are you?
Hey, I'm hanging in here. What's up?
What do you got for us?
I Penyan has the highest amount of cops per capita than, like, any town in the New York State.
Where'd you see that? Now, look, I want to believe you, but the way you put it, like, they got, like, so many cops in the state.
No. It's legit.
They're more than Manhattan. Petty.
I believe it. I don't know if you heard.
Honey, that ain't a law. That ain't even true.
She said per capita. She said per capita.
That's not even true.
I honestly do believe so. Between the town cops and the county sheriff's office, it's in Penan.
Oh, he just gave me an old man wave. Andrea, I'm sorry. You've been old man waved.
No.
Okay, but what's your point? What's your point you're getting at, Andrea?
Oh, so like 2 weeks or a month ago, they arrested a woman for taking two bags of returnables out of one of those collection bins.
Oh, we talked about that.
We talked about that. I heard that. They're petty. That's all I'm saying is they have nothing better to do and they're petty.
That is against the law.
Yeah.
I mean, like taking the bag. I'm fine.
Do you want cops to do their job? You want to run your Penyan yap?
I mean.
Oh, look, here comes Tommy back to blue.
This is Penyan garbage.
Okay, thank you for the call. Andrea, have a good rest. Okay.
What did I tell you about Andrea's?
What'd you say?
They're all a nightmare. She proves it.
You have said that, actually. You have said that out loud. Look, I don't know, man. Like,
I do love, though, how our argument was, why don't you just leave the guy alone? Andrea comes in. They should leave the guy alone. And Tommy's like, shut up.
Well, she had that
shut up, stupid point. Shut up.
Well, she's got that stupid thing she said.
I love
most cops per capita.
Well,
New
this
York
is what you
State.
Do all the time. You go too hard on a point, and then Pat and I have to back off because we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You also make up the
down.
Exact same statistics that she made up, but we don't even know that she's making it up. She could be right. 252 WCMF. You brought up the smelly weed outside.
No, skunk weed.
No good.
It's like he's burning a skunk's ass.
Let's talk to Emily. Hey, Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
If it smells like a skunk's ass, that means it's the best weed.
No, it's what every broke person says.
Most skunk's ass weed per capita.
No! Have you even been to a weed shop?
No, he hasn't. He has not.
They wouldn't let him in that shop.
Not of what he speaks of.
You should go. They have the high-end weed, and then there's the low-end weed. The low-end weed is stuff that y'all were smoking back in the 70s. Like, it's not strong at all.
You're so old.
The stuff that we have now is...
Smells
is
like that?
All, yeah, very strong.
All right, Emily. Emily, thank you for
what
all
is
the
with this generation of nasty weed and that chalky ass
you sound
beer?
Saying what you're saying,
y'all have no taste
in your
buds.
Khakis.
What? What's wrong with my khakis?
No, I'm just saying. You sound like you're going full old man right now.
The quote was, "What's wrong with this generation with their smelly ass weed and their chalky ass beer?"
Yeah,
that's what you just said.
Yes,
and you called me old talking about rap and Ozzy Osbourne. You know, the other thing that really bothers me about this open container law, it is legal for me to drink all the way up to the edge of my front lawn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am outside.
Just don't step on that sidewalk.
But that's just it, Kimmy. I can interact with strangers. All the kids in my neighborhood could see me drinking. I mean, hell, it would be legal for me, based on the way the law is written, to take a bottle of Jack Daniels and drink it out of the bottle in my yard if I wanted to.
That's a good afternoon.
And there is a foot difference between that being legal and illegal. Who is arguing still for the open container law? Like, is there something we are missing here as to why it's a good idea, why you need to have it?
I always kind of thought it was a way to, like, get college kids in trouble.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's where I always heard of people actually getting in trouble for it was on college campuses.
And to
kind of, like, contain parties to make sure that they don't spill out into... You know, the like public areas.
Well, look, you know, I got my bill season tickets.
Yeah.
And they made a law. They used to look the other way.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, they said we're going to enforce this public thing. So if you're not on somebody's lawn or in a parking lot, you can't have an open beer.
Right.
And I had that first season, like two or three cops. They were cool. And they were like, you got to put that in a cup or we're going to have to write you a ticket.
But you could put it in a cup.
I could put it in a red solo cup
still going
and walk.
Right.
And it's the same amount of beer. And you know what I'm drinking, man. You could smell it on it.
But, you know, you're not waving it in their face.
But again, I am, though, because I'm still doing it. And I'm drunk in that moment. I am intoxicated in public.
In public, yeah.
Yeah, folks are afraid of crime, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, despite the fact that we are living right now in the safest time in modern history to be alive, people are still afraid they're going to be robbed or assaulted or murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Should cops have to worry about an open container if you're worried about that?
No.
We have a shortage of incoming police officers, so much so, we talked about last week, how the Rochester Police Department has increased their age to take the test to apply to 43 years old. If we're short, shouldn't the cops on duty be worried about bigger things?
Yeah.
Either the world is a scary place and we need to focus on dangerous things, or the world isn't scary and you can go chase down people drinking beer on the sidewalk. But you can't have both.
All right.
You can't sit here and say, this is killing society. We need to enforce it. And I'm afraid everyone that looks at me sideways is going to stab me. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I think it's a stupid law. But why do you think they're allowed to do it like at Bills games when they're tailgating and stuff? Is it because it's a private property?
You nailed it. Yeah. As long as you're on someone else's private property and they give you permission, you can drink openly.
Okay. That makes sense. Because I just didn't get it because of all the parking lots and stuff like that. But, yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, so the parking lots...
Are owned by the Bills. And they let you drink there.
Okay.
When I step onto the streets of Orchard Park, if I'm walking down the sidewalk, bang, and I've seen people get those tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. I think it's $50, which is parking. So you can't park next week. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. They just keep making wrong move after wrong move.
Who's this?
Like, this company positioned themselves into being the, like, upper-class economical option for every basic white girl in America. And somehow, over the last, like, 12 months, they have lost all of it.
So what'd they do?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it's been a rough run lately for Target.
So what happened?
So their sales have plummeted, and not to get too deep in the weeds with this, but they essentially played the political game, and they tried to play it both sides.
Yeah,
depending.
Lost both sides.
Exactly. Like, it is a case study in how not to treat your customers based on their political beliefs both ways.
They took a stand on both sides and then said, never mind.
It is insane. They ran away. So they somehow managed to piss off everybody. Because of that, there have been boycotts for Target from both conservatives and liberals.
Yeah, that is hard to do.
And both of them worked because their numbers have tanked. So Target recently has been doing everything they can to try and bring people back in.
Okay.
Exclusive collabs with certain, like, designers and companies that you can only get at Target.
Yeah.
Kimmy, did you see they're doing, like, teddy bear lingerie?
No.
It's like a bra made out of a teddy bear. Your boobies
are... I thought you meant, like, lingerie for teddy bears.
Whatever you're into.
Okay.
Whatever you're
into.
I'm
like, what?
Wait, but this is like for adults?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's a teddy bear.
Yeah, like your panties are furry, your boobs are bare.
So this is exclusively at Target.
Apparently.
All right.
But something they did yesterday has somehow managed to piss everyone off again. Target announced they are getting rid of their Target price match guarantee.
Oh.
Are you familiar with this?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So if you were to go to Target and you were aware that Walmart or Amazon or anyone else had their product for less, you could go to the front desk, show them, and they would give you that product.
So they had to match it.
Yep, exactly. Boom. Okay. This is what we're going to sell you. Have a nice day. Not only that, their policy also stated that if you found a lower price 14 days later, up to 14 days later, you could bring it back in and they would credit you the difference on the purchase.
Okay.
And the
hell of a deal.
The idea behind it is it's to get people in the store and the security that, well, you can buy it now, even if you find it later cheaper online because we'll take care of you. That is now gone. And people are furious.
So they rolled it out and rolled it back.
So they were the first brick-and-mortar company to ever do this.
I didn't know that. I thought that was like a Walmart thing.
Walmart's never done this.
Yeah, they have.
The price match guarantee?
They still do the price match guarantee.
They do, because according to this story here, Walmart and Amazon do not.
Oh, maybe they don't. I know they did it before.
Says they do not offer price matching when items are sold for less elsewhere. Target was the first brick-and-mortar store to do this nationally in 2013.
I always thought that was Walmart.
So it was probably killing them. Obviously, they were losing money because people were coming in and saying, hey, man, I can get a better deal, and they had to give them money back.
Okay, fine, but
yeah.
You're in, like, a serious crisis right now.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, like, maybe the last thing you want to do is take away something that makes you different from your competitors, like the only reason I would want to come in here.
Yeah.
So do you think anyone actually used this?
I didn't know that they did it. Or I didn't know they did it to that extent where you could come back and show them.
Like, is it worth... Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say you're going to buy something big like a TV.
Yeah.
You spend $500 on a big flat screen TV, all right? You're in Target. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to look online to see what it costs elsewhere, or are you just buying the TV?
I think if it's, I know my wife will for sure.
I'm asking you.
Me, no.
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 Your phone is right in your hand.
I don't even think like.
You could literally Google what the name of the TV is on the box.
I am terrible. Like, if I just see something I want, that's what I want, and I'm here now, I just want it. Like, I don't have any concept of, like, bargain hunting.
Yeah.
I never did.
Kimmy, are you a price comparer?
If I'm online shopping, maybe I'm a little bit more likely to do it. But if I have made the decision to go into a store for something, I'm just going to buy it there.
Yeah, get it done.
And okay. I think Best Buy might also do that. And I still don't look to see if I can, you know, get a better deal.
Do you?
Yeah, I get it. I'm like big stuff.
Yeah.
If I'm standing in the store. No, I didn't know I also didn't know that Target did this price match guarantee. Like, if I find something I like, I will go online if it's expensive.
Because I don't want to have to go find a guy. Then he's got to go look it up. Now I don't see it. You know, this computer's froze. I got to go over here now. Like, it's always it's just too much
work.
You got to
jump through some
hoops. Yeah.
Well, but that's what's so weird about this to me is we talk about Target announces yesterday, 252 WCMF, they are getting rid of their price match guarantee, which has made their customers furious. Like I said, I didn't know this existed.
Yeah.
But like let's say I was in Target and I'm going to buy a $500 TV. If I find that on, you know, Best Buy's website or Amazon's website or whatever for like $390.
The hell of a savings, buddy.
I'll just buy it while I'm standing
there. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Okay, I'll have it delivered
to
my house.
So they don't get the sale anyway.
Exactly. Like, I'll have it in 2 days and save $110. Like, that's what I'm doing.
So that must be maybe what killed him?
And that's what I kind of thought everyone did. But I guess if I knew Target offered this, which again, I did not, I would have been more likely to go. But I haven't been at Target in like 2 years either.
So yeah.
I don't know. As a man with kids, I have to do everything to stay out of Target.
Oh, is that the big one for your daughters?
Bro, wife and like, I don't know what happened. And again, I know it's changed based on the numbers we're seeing.
Yeah.
But it's like suburban woman
crack cocaine. Yeah, it's a store of impulse buys. I don't know a lot of people that'll go to Target for like one specific large purchase. It's, let's go see what they got today.
Don't they even have like their own line of food?
Yeah.
They got like the grocery store area. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like Target. It's like Target potato chips and sodas and stuff.
That I haven't seen it say. Target.
Because I remember they had like a little grocery store.
Yeah, they do have the grocery store. I mean, I bought groceries from them before.
Yeah, so I wouldn't think
of. But banana's not great.
Yeah.
Not great. I'm
big
a white
red banana.
Boo. While we're bitching about Target, can I also bitch about something else?
What?
Just buy your employees red shirts with a logo on it. Like, their thing is...
Yeah, don't wear red to a Target.
Because they let their employees wear any red shirt they want.
Keep those khakis at home.
Oh, yes. I said it had that logo.
Sometimes it's got a logo. Sometimes it's just a red shirt. And if you ever wear a red shirt to Target by accident, everyone will come up and ask you questions about where things are. I've made this mistake just coincidentally in the past.
Yeah.
But like, I get nervous now and start looking for like name tags or like a cell phone hanging off their back pocket because I don't want to go walk to a stranger and be like, hey, where can I find the pickles? You know where the pickles are? I don't work here. Well, you're wearing a red shirt in Target. That makes you a dick. So you're telling me that let's say... There's a fancy old man shoe store.
Oh, the dandy store?
That offered price matching. Those shoes you buy, very expensive.
Oh.
I mean, there's a lot of material in those heels.
Quite the platform today.
You still wouldn't participate in the price match.
No, I'm a Kimmy. Because
because you've already made the commitment to go to a place. I couldn't imagine walking out of that place with nothing in hand.
But here's how bad I am. So let's say I go to this shoe line online.
FancyTinyManShoes.com.
Right. Okay.
And then the first thing that pops up is you know, click here now, get a 10% discount.
Ooh.
Or maybe you don't want to save money.
They are very aggressive.
Yeah, they basically shame you. I still just click off of it.
Why?
Because I don't want to put my email in
I don't want to get like 1,000 emails and alerts to these shoes.
Not worth the
that 10%. I'm only going to buy once.
If I'm going to save more than 25 bucks, I'll deal with the email.
I click off of that thing every time.
Yeah.
You're insane.
I know. Maybe I don't want to save money today. Maybe you want to pay full price, loser.
I love how you're so worried about being told what to do that you get mad at the internet.
Yes, I do. Because they shame you.
Okay.
My phone is shaming me.
I'm my own man. You can't tell me to save 10%.
I'm going to give you all my goddamn money.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.